Thank you, Alex. So, yes, I mean, I completely agree with everything Alex just said there. So, the proposal is that, most people in this room would agree with that assertion that, that official statistics on road fatalities would should be the primary method for measuring progress on a road safety action plan. So, there is a further provisional decision attached to this item. Which is that concerning the Road Safety Action Plan for 2023 to 2030, discussed at the Inland Transport Committee in 2023, the Working Party 6, which is this working party, emphasised that for monitoring official statistics on traffic fatalities and injuries, as collated by Working Party 6, should be the primary benchmark for tracking progress. And so, if there's any particular disagreement with that provisional decision, it'd be good to have that discussion now before we enable the Secretariat to go back on that point. I mean, I'm not seeing much disagreement from a group of statisticians that official statistics are important. That's good to hear. Thank you, everybody. Okay, in that case, do you need anything further, Secretary, on this item? No. In that case, we will conclude the item this morning on SDGs. Thank you to the many number of you that presented on this topic. Obviously, we've given our Secretariat a firm basis on which to look at this issue further, and I think you can expect further discussion in future years on this topic, as would be right and proper. So that concludes item two and moves us on to item three in the agenda. We are currently about 25 minutes ahead of schedule. And our next item is on big data and innovation in transport statistics production. And I would note that formal document number seven relates to this item, should you wish to have a look at that. Right, so I think our main speaker on this has just entered the room, which is good timing, I believe. I'll give her a second to prepare. What I would say is, big data and innovation are obviously absolute key to the success of all of our nations in terms of furthering official statistics on transport. We've obviously focused on a number of different topics in this area in the past, including mobile phone data, which I think saw some increase in use during the recent COVID-19 pandemic. But big data does not stop there, and neither does innovation. So we got a few presentations in this space, initially on mobile phone data, regarding an upcoming handbook on this topic. But also there's an opportunity then to open up for a wider discussion on big data generally and its usage within transport statistics. Noting it's a well-discussed topic, but nevertheless, if nations have particular things they wish to bring forward, there'll be an opportunity to do that before lunch. So, in that case, if Esperanza's ready. So, Esperanza's from the International Telecommunications Union and has a presentation for us on the mobile phone data work done by the UN Global Working Group on Big Data. We will just get those slides loaded up for you. While we're doing.
Make an announcement about lunch, we'll put that out.
Okay, just do that now while you're getting ready. As a brief interlude, before we do that presentation, I've been asked to also let you know that there are optional dinner plans for this evening as well. There's a proposal on the table to go to La Colombe restaurant, which is a very short walk from here, at 7 p.m. And in my hand, I have a sign-up sheet which we're going to circulate during this presentation. So if you're interested in joining that lunch, I'll add my name before I give it to you. Did I say lunch? My apologies. I meant dinner. Apologies. Thank you. If you're interested in dinner at 7 p.m. at La Colombe, please add your name to this sign-up sheet during this presentation. Otherwise, is the presentation ready to go?
Yes.
Yes.